This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. NFL preseason is over. College football, this is week one, actually starting tonight. So you get a lot of college sports on this weekend, some big matchups. You have Major League Soccer still going. Baseball's kind of turning the corner, right? Most exciting months in baseball, probably September and October. Mm-hmm. So just a good time of year for sports. Frankly, fall, to me, is the premier time for sports.
Oh, without a doubt.
Right? I can watch Arsenal. I can watch F1. I can watch football, college football. Baseball. I mean, just you name
NFL,
it.
NFL football.
Yeah, it's all on. So Eater.com, the Seattle section, they put out a list of the best sports bar in Seattle. I will say, before I start this list, I want to give just a quick shout out. It didn't make the list, but Fuel, you remember Fuel Forever was down in Pioneer Square, but now it's actually over in Ballard.
Hmm. Okay. Really?
Have you not been to the new Fuel?
I have not, man.
Oh, it's great. Huge bar area, also a huge section, a couple, like, big restaurant area, too.
Okay.
So if you and the boys are going out for drinks, you can pop in there. You and the wife and the kids are going out for food and drinks, you can pop in there.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't get confused when you go in on a Saturday to meet other Maryland fans, and you're like, it's a sea of red. I knew we were back. And you find out it's mostly Nebraska fans.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so on their list, they have the Rough and Tumble Pub. Miles, you been in there yet?
Rough and Tumble, I have not.
All right.
Is that the one in Ballard?
Correct. The thing that makes Rough and Tumble really specific is that it's the only bar centered around women's sports. It shows all the local teams, Ballard FC, the semi-pro men's soccer team, Storm, Rain, United States women's teams. I mean, I have not been in there, so I can't comment. I mean, I imagine they'd show others.
I tell you, the room's great. I know it used to be an old barbecue place. It's down on the kind of the Salmon Bay side of things. I know the room for a fact. I want to say it might be the same owners who started this down in Portland and brought up another bar here. But I don't know if it is or not, but the same idea, just being a female, kind of more heavy sports place.
I know. I have some friends. They're always going in there. It looks like I saw their brunch menu. It looks pretty damn good, too. Miles, one place I know you've been, we've both been in there, the Georgian Dragon Pub.
Georgian Dragon, yep. They got a huge outdoor seating area. Craziest thing about the Georgian Dragon is just fact number one, they will show no South American soccer, period. Don't even ask for it. They will not show it.
It is not just a famous soccer bar in Seattle. That is one of the more famous soccer bars in the United States.
English pub. You will get up in the morning. I will get up in the morning early. Or hear the roars early in the morning and not realize some of that Prem League stuff and what time it starts. And you cannot believe, depending on the tournament, depending on the match, how many people will show up. They'll set up TVs outside in the, not parking lot, but kind of the outdoor seating area.
Yeah, I've watched a World Cup game there, and it was beyond crowded. I used to go there to watch Arsenal games, but you're right, especially with the Premier League. They're kind of like the NFL. They have kind of set times. Mm-hmm. So on Saturdays, sometimes your team kicks off at 4:30 a.m. So I used to go to Fadeau. They would open early, and there'd be fans in there, and you'd sit there. And then at 6 a.m., everybody would line up at the bar for a beverage.
I know. And if there's nothing bigger on, you can watch the Mariners. You can watch Seahawks. You can watch Monday Night Football. So yes, when soccer's on, soccer's first priority. But
and George Dragon's just a cool pub too.
Cracking hockey. If it's on and it's not interfering, they will put it on the TV.
All right.
I will say this. If you're going there, though, to watch a major tournament for soccer, mm-hmm. you better get there early.
Yes, you should.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And if you had a team, you'll meet friends.
Atlas Sports and Spirits. This one used to be Atlas Kitchen. It's kind of over there in the, like lower, or like Queen Anne. Try to think of what's by there. It's just up the street from the arena.
All right. Okay. So you're still going up the hill?
Yeah. All yeah. Right. What was I gonna say? Good spot. It's one of the only places you'll find in the city. Like, they have good wings. They also have the garbage plate, which I'm pretty sure they have a Locomoco plate and this and that. Like, I'm pretty sure Atlas Sports is the only place in town that is like.
Now, does that make them a Buffalo bar? Yeah, I mean, just in proximity to Rochester, the garbage plate, that area of the country, are they?
I mean, it's definitely obviously somebody in that restaurant. Has ties to somewhere upstate New York.
Because
the garbage plate, it doesn't leave, like, I'm sure other places have it, but like, that's
it
an upstate New York thing.
Inadvertently end up being like a Sabres bar or Bill's bar. Right. Just if you know what a garbage plate is and you're from that area, that is where you'd want to go.
Queen Anne Beer Hall.
Yep.
That's a big spot.
It is. It's got a massive, if you've never been in there, go in there. Again, Queen Anne Beer Hall, too. It's kind of communal seating and stuff, but I want to say till 8 or 9, it's family friendly. So everybody can go in there. You can hang out. I love drinking giant beers and pretzels. You know what I like even more than pretzels sometimes? Like, just give me that sausage plate. Like, chop it all up.
Yeah.
We'll just pick at it. But their food's pretty darn good. So you can go in there. This one I've never actually been to. The Goose Pub in Erie. It's it's basically in a Bellevue strip mall. Transport you to another world. The old school sports dive has one of a kind charm. And basically, like, plenty of pub games that you entertain yourself.
Okay. All right.
Like this, if the Seahawks contest turns into a blowout.
Well, you have more pubs and traditional, not quite quote-unquote dive bars, but older bars in the city. It's nice to know that they have that option in Bellevue. Because Bellevue to me is like, you know, I need to look better than I normally do if I'm going.
I would say, again, this isn't on the list. My buddy's worked in Bellevue for years. If you want an old school Bellevue bar, and it's weird because all the expensive car dealerships and the light rail had to build around it, the Pump House. Super good food.
Okay.
Great beer list, but it gets crowded.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the name of the place with the garbage plate again? I'm asking for a texter.
Atlas Sports Bar.
Okay, yeah.
Legion. Now, this is the brand new one that Sherm and Cam Chancellor just opened.
Ooh, the food there looks great.
It does. TVs everywhere, cocktails, soul food, influence menu, which I like. Look, it's Bellevue. It's a high-scale place. It's a little bit pricier, but Mike and I have been talking about going over there, and I was checking out the menu yesterday. I was like, damn.
They got it going on. I follow Cam on Instagram, and he puts up all kinds of pictures of them eating the food, serving the food. I'm like, Jesus, man, we got to get over there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, him and Sherman own it, so I would Uber. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of my hands down personal favorites. I used to live next to this place, spent so much time in there. Buckley's at Belltown.
Yep.
Also has the Men's Room IPA on tap.
Yeah. Okay, bonus.
Yeah, Buckley's again, I was going to say, those Thai chili ribs on the appetizer menu are good. They've really upped their wing game over the years. Solid menu. I mean, look, when I have anybody in town, we'll still go to Buckley's. Buckley's is a great place. I was going to say, on Seahawks away games, again, not only Seahawks away games, but like Buckley's, I think on Sundays for football opens it. Like, you got to get in there early, all right? People are going to get in there. They're going to take up space. Like, you got to get in there and kind of call out your spot. Right down the street from there, you got Vindictive Wings.
Ooh, that's my new favorite hotspot.
Used to be Belltown Pub. You can go in there. Great spot. Honestly, arguably the best chicken wings in the city.
Those two guys are from Buffalo.
Madison Pub. This is up on Capitol Hill. I never went in there. Relaxed vibe. Old school sports bar. Sports focused gay bar.
Okay.
So, what else is in here? Oh, Jesus Christ. I go to a lot of sports bars. I was like, another one of my favorites. Sluggers.
yeah. Right? Down by the stadium.
What up, Shane? What up, Shelly? Yeah. If you're ever going to a game, I know they had to change their hours after the pandemic and stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you go... if you go before a game or after a game or even like on a Saturday afternoon, go in there. Great stuff. I mean, just classic sports bar, like, light beers, shots, chicken wings.
I can't remember what the concert was, but it was like 12:30. It was getting up there. It was getting late. And it's a school night and all that stuff. And I'm like, my buddy Charlie, let's just stop in Sluggers, get one beer. We walk upstairs like, 10!
I know. That was after the Stones.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
That's the same night I looked at my buddy Vinny and I go, Italian, huh? He's like, no, I'm Mexican, dude. down in Columbia City, Rookies Sports Bar and Grill. I used to go there after Pub League with our buddy Troy. We almost thought about buying a rundown house near it so we could go there. Very good menu. Again, you go in there and make a left, sports bar. If you make a right, still a bunch of TVs, but you can take the fam in there. And then the last one is the Westie. The original Westie is over there in West Seattle. Great menu. Thrill and I enjoy the Westie in Roosevelt. And the Westie in Roosevelt, I know, because I was there a week ago drinking them, has the Bedroom IPA on draft.
And you said get the lemon pepper chicken wings in there.
Oh, they're lemon pepper chicken wings. That is my go-to order there, man. I just go 6 lemon pepper, side of ranch.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. The Shot Day is coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.